Stop by a weekend farmer's market in Evansville and you'll see a line of stands piled high with colorful, ripe produce.
Right now we have new potatoes, sweet corn.
We have cucumbers,
white potatoes, red potatoes,
spaghetti squash, butternut,
cantaloupe, watermelon,
tomatoes, and green beans.
When I went to the Vandenberg County Farm Bureau Farmer's Market in late August, that's what was in season. But you could also buy things like bananas. And even though this summer's weather felt tropical, it's not likely those were grown locally. In fact, there's no guarantee even that the juicy tomato you're contemplating is local either. One way to find out is to ask the seller, like Trudy Stewart from Barry's Produce in Princeton.
Most of it's all local. The only thing that we have that's not local are onions.
And where are those from?
We believe they're from Texas, actually.
On this Friday, well into the growing season, lots of stands have handwritten notes indicating what's locally grown, either by the sellers themselves or perhaps by neighbors or other farmers. Further down the road, J&R Produce is one of two resellers at this market. That's where you'll see decidedly non-local items like bananas and lemons, alongside regional fare purchased from other farmers and wholesalers. This mix of growers and resellers is pretty common. A USDA survey 4 years ago found 63% of farmers markets stipulate vendors can only sell products they produced themselves.
Peppers are three for a dollar, and one eggplant, I got away there.
A day later, but not too many blocks from the Farm Bureau Market, is Evansville's local-only market. It's much smaller, started this summer by people who don't like produce with ambiguous origins. Heidi Krause manages the market on the sidewalk outside her business, Penny Lane Coffee House.
Maybe one of these farmers did use a pesticide on one particular vegetable, and they're honest about it. I've heard them talking about it.
On this Saturday, there are seven stands selling locally grown food and handmade art. Catherine Cannon from Stonewall Farms in Evansville sells locally raised grass-fed meat at both the local-only market and Friday's Vandenberg County Farm Bureau Market.
The people that go down there to that market don't necessarily know that there's people there who aren't local. They get a lot of, like, they call it garage sale food, or people who are shipping in from other places, but people don't really know that, so they just go down there and assume this is good food, but really it's not. You know, it's not a whole lot different from buying it from Walmart, because those people are just getting it from large wholesale farmers.
There is a national group based in West Virginia trying to come up with a standard definition of a farmer's market. But in the meantime, various types continue to coexist. And shoppers like Nancy Drake take it in stride. Drake says she's strongly committed to locally and sustainably raised food. She shops at both markets, so I asked her about the non-local and out-of-season produce that's at the Farm Bureau Market.
I'm okay with that. If it's not available, if you can't find it locally, you know, don't deny yourself having something. But if it's available local, I will go out of my way to purchase local.
But for Steve Cochran, who's selling extra produce from his home garden, the local-only market fits his idea of what a farmer's market should be.
A farmer's market should be a market of farmers, not people that go to the produce house and bring in a truckload of produce that they have no connection to.
Vendors at both Evansville markets say they get lots of questions from shoppers about where their produce is from. But fans of the local-only market like that there's no guesswork. The name says it all. And some sellers say the local-only rule is freeing. Customers don't expect to find non-local food at that market. And next year, shoppers might not find it at the Vandenberg County Farm Bureau Farmers Market either. Organizers say they might institute a local-only rule there, too. I'm Micah Schweitzer in Evansville.